You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Christmas makes people want to sing. There must be something great to the birth of Christ.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is a born.
Ever since the angels first announced the birth of Christ to those shepherds in the fields of Bethlehem, singing has been part of the celebration of Christmas. Today, the International Lutheran Layman's League is proud to add to the Songfest through our annual Christmas special. This year it's titled, A Christmas Festival of American Folk Songs. Dr. Oswald Hoffman, speaker on the Lutheran Hour, and John Ilvesacker, a noted folk singer from Minnesota, are the host of our program. Together, they invite you to share a unique Christmas journey through early American folk songs. You'll hear melodies from the colonial and frontier eras, as well as a special message from Dr. Hoffman. Join us, won't you, in the musical heritage of an American Christmas, a Christmas festival of American folk songs.
Merry Christmas. In the notes of folk song today, brought to you by John Ilvesacker from Minnesota. Folk songs have been the means by which people in the Western world have told the story of Christmas to themselves and have celebrated the birth of our Lord. John Ilvesacker is going to bring us today some of these songs that people have composed for themselves all over the Western world. The first one, I believe, comes from New York, doesn't it, John?
Yes, this is a Shaker tune, which is a welcome song for the children, particularly when they go about the streets on Christmas Eve and would like to come into the homes and celebrate Christmas with the people.
Well, we have some people here, too, who've just come in to sing folk songs, and all of us enjoy telling the story of Christ in this way. Welcome here. Down the coast from New York on the east side of the United States is South Carolina. Here people tell the story of the birth of our Lord in accents all their own. In fact, the melody for this tune certainly is a familiar one to people in the United States. Why?
Well, it has bounced back and forth from secular to sacred oral traditions, and in fact, one version of it from the Depression has the words, "Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again."
Well, now we've put really scriptural words to it, though, and I imagine these probably were the original words that were attached to this tune, or at least it was very early, wasn't it? What does it tell about?
Oh, scriptural texts, the foxes that have places to sleep and the birds have nests and the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, and then the Christmas story is told also.
From South Carolina, Christmas folk song, "The Lord Will Provide."
Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord will provide. Jehovah, hallelujah. don't know where to lay his weary head.
Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord will provide. Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord will provide.
There was room at the inn for all the merchants that day, but Joseph and Mary had no place to stay.
Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord will provide. Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord will provide.
Well, a star in the heavens the message did bring, and the tiny babe in the swaddling clothes was Jesus the King.
Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord will provide. Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord will provide.
It will certainly surprise some people, Mr. Ilvesacker, that the American Indians in the early colonial days of the United States sang Christmas songs. They weren't Christmas carols, I guess. They were folk songs in the real sense of the word, weren't they?
Right. And this is particularly an example, I think, of how the mission efforts of the Christian Church has often tried to adapt itself to the existing modes of expression of the people with whom they are working. In this case, the American Indian, it's a tune that is somewhat in a French style, but has been given an Indian rhythm and an Indian flavor.
Well, I imagine some Frenchman had something to do with this, wouldn't you think so? Probably a Roman French Catholic priest from Canada who helped him write a Christmas carol in their own tradition. And there are certainly American Indian traditions here. In the name of God, Gitche Manitou. But, of course, the Christmas story is there, too. And the gifts that the American Indian chiefs brought to the Christ child are interesting, too, aren't they?
Beaver pelt. So.
Indeed. And the radiant boy brought them joy, beauty, and peace, the way he has people all over the world. And that's why people celebrate the birth of Christ in this way. This Huron Christmas folk song is brought to you by John Ilvesacker to celebrate Christmas.
Was in the moon of winter time, when all the birds had fled, that mighty Gitche Manitou sent angel choirs instead. Before their light the stars grew dim, and wandering hunters heard the hymn, Jesus your King is born.
Jesus is in Excelsis Gloria.
Within a lodge of broken bark, a tender babe was found. A ragged robe of rabbit skin enwrapped his beauty round. The chiefs from far before him knelt with gifts of fox and beaver pelt. Jesus, your King is born.
Jesus is born in Excelsis Gloria.
O children of the forest free, O sons of Manitou, the holy child of and heaven is born today for you. Come kneel before the radiant boy who brings you beauty, peace, and joy. Jesus, your King is born.
Jesus is born in Excelsis.
Shout for joy, say the people from Alabama. And so says John Ilvesacker. And the people who have come here with him to sing Christmas folk songs for you today. There certainly is a note of exultation in this song, isn't there, John?
Yeah. The Christmas Eve services, traditionally in the South, were characterized by time immediately following the announcement of the birth of Christ at midnight, with a long, long session of just very exaltation, the songs of exaltation. In this case, they're very short phrases followed by an audience chorus. You know, everybody joins in. Shout for joy is the theme of this particular one.
It's remarkable, too, how they relate the facts of Christmas to the shout of exaltation. These are quite ordinary facts, aren't they? King Herod tried to kill him. Shout for joy. They went away to Egypt. Shout for joy. Mary rode a donkey. Shout for joy. You know, sometimes I think these folk songs are more theological and have a lot more in content of the Christmas story than the popular Christmas carols.
It tells the entire story right here in one very simple little song.
Shout for joy. Christmas folk song from Alabama.
Oh, Lord, shout for joy.
They laid him in a manger, shout for joy. Then they named him King Jesus,
shout for joy.
He was the Prince of Peace,
he was the Prince of Peace,
the Mighty Counselor,
the Mighty Counselor,
the King of Kings,
the King of Kings.
At Christmas in the morning, shepherds came to see him,
shout for joy.
The wise men brought him presents,
shout for joy.
King Herod tried to kill him,
shout for joy.
They went away to Egypt,
shout for joy.
Mary rode a donkey,
shout for joy.
And Joseph walked beside her,
shout for joy.
The angels watching over,
shout for joy.
The angels watching over,
shout for joy.
Counselor,
the
King of Kings,
King of Kings,
oh Lord, shout for joy.
Our next folk song comes from the place where the South meets the West in the United States, in the state of Texas. It's a folk song about the shepherd. What is there that's distinctive about this Christmas folk song, Mr. Ilvesacker?
Well, I guess the only way to describe it is that it's an interesting blend of the Negro spiritual influence with a more of a Western-style melody with a bit of syncopation, which is perhaps Negro influence too. But I like this carol because it describes for me the simplicity and the straightforwardness of using the shepherd as an example and almost a pleading for this shepherd to come and be among us at this time.
What's all of this about Paul and Silas here in the folk song?
Well, this is the Negro influence of phrases that are repeated over and over again in very many Negro spirituals. You'll hear, for instance, Paul and Silas bound in jail, didn't have no one to go their bail. And these two words, for some reason, are very musical, and they are found repeatedly in these songs.
Well, it's characteristic, too, that they always take something from the scripture and then relate it to the Christmas story.
Right.
Oh, good shepherd, come feed your sheep. And all of us join together here in this Christmas folk song from Texas. Come feed your sheep.
Some for to make my heart rejoice. Don't you hear?
good shepherd, come hear my voice.
Don't you hear the lambs a-crying on the other green shore? Don't you hear the lambs a-crying? Oh, good shepherd, we thee adore.
Well, some for Paul, some for Silas, some for the baby who lies asleep. Don't you hear the lambs a-crying? Oh, good shepherd, come feed your sheep.
Don't you hear the lambs a-crying on the other green shore? Don't you hear the lambs a-crying? Oh, good shepherd, we adore.
Don't you hear the lambs a-crying on the other green shore? Don't you hear the lambs a-crying? Oh, good shepherd.
There is a beautiful melody from Kentucky, which a text of Isaac Watts has been set. And Dr. Hoffman, would you like to join me in singing this tune?
I don't know whether you know what you're asking. You asked me to sing along with you. My voice, I'm afraid, doesn't fit in with your educated folk singing ability.
Well, it isn't educated, and I think that the less educated sometimes, the finer that this music comes.
Well, uneducated, then let's do it together.
Okay, fine. This is the Cradle Hymn. It's a Kentucky carol.
Hush, my babe, lie still and slumber. Holy angels, guard thy bed. Heavenly blessings without number. Gently stealing on thy earth. How much better art thou attended than the Son of God could be, when from heaven he descended and became a child like thee. Soft and easy is thy cradle, poor sin heart the Savior laid. When his birthplace was a stable, and his softest bed was there. Hush, my babe, lie still and slumber. Holy angels, guard thy bed. Heavenly blessings without number, gently stealing on thy head.
This completes the first portion of our program. We'll return in a moment for a special Christmas message from Dr. Oswald Hoffman, titled Wings of Song. Long before Jesus was born, Hebrew prophets referred to the coming Messiah as a king. But when Jesus became a man, he said his kingdom was not of this world. Yet he remained a king in the truest sense of the word. His crown was a cross and his kingdom eternal. In celebration of the birth of our King and Lord, we're offering a special memento, an attractive Christ crown pin. Shaped in the form of a crown and topped with a cross, this handsome pin is highlighted by the title by which our King is known, Christ. If you'd like to receive one of these eye-pleasing pins to wear as a sign of your allegiance to Christ the King, simply send your request to this address, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Your pin should arrive in the mail within 4 to 6 weeks. And now here is Dr. Oswald Hoffman.
Ever since the birth of Jesus Christ, the good news of Christmas has come down to us on the wings of song. People of almost every nation are moved to song by the facts of Christmas, told in their own way, using their own language. The arrival of Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, the birth of Mary's son and the fulfillment of God's promises by God's son, the marvel of a Messiah born as all of us are born, accepting the lot of the most lowly, the Lord of life, accepting the destiny of human death, and overcoming it by the power of God in resurrection from death. It is not a myth or a legend. The facts are too ordinary, too human, too much a part of our own history to be treated as anything but what it really is, the action of God Himself in human history, impressive for its simplicity and for the glory disclosed in that simplicity. It is the stuff of which poetry is born, and to which only song can really do justice. The first announcement of what had happened came to the world in song, heard to their amazement by some shepherds taking care of their flocks in the fields below the town of Bethlehem. The light of the glory of God Himself shone brightly around those rough men, engaged in an outdoor and tough occupation. It was enough to frighten men not accustomed to showing fear. "Don't be afraid," said the lead angel of that heavenly choir. "I bring you good news of great joy to all people. For you and for everyone else, there has been born this night in the city of David a Savior who is Messiah and Lord." It was hard to believe then, and it is hard to believe now. The shepherds believed, especially when the angel assured them, "You will find in a stable attached to an inn, a cave where travelers kept the animals to assist their journey, a baby wrapped in cloths that mothers use for newborn babies, lying in a little stone manger, the one piece of furniture in that cave." The shepherds went, and the shepherds believed. They went and found the child. They fell down and worshipped him, which is fitting for the Messiah promised long and the Savior of the world. The good news of God in His Son, Jesus Christ, has always been bathed in light and song. Christ's men, after the death of Christ for the sins of the world, and after His resurrection for the life of the world, sounded the note of faith that still rings in poetic simplicity and shines like a beacon of light in a dark world. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Everything came into being through Him. And without Him has not one thing happened that has actually occurred. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not been able to keep it down. He was the true light, which lights every person who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave power to be the children of God, to those who believe in His name. And the Word was made flesh and made His home among us, and we saw His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The story is true as true can be. It has given rise to folk songs in every part of the world. But it is not folklore. It is bread and butter to those who believe, becoming children of God in the believing. It is life and salvation to all who believe, accepting the gift of God for what it is, atonement for the sin of pride that brings us down, redemption from the slavery that walls us in, rescue from the darkness that tries to shut out the light but never can succeed, and putting into human hearts a song that will never die. The Word became flesh like ours and took up residence among us, such as we are. And we, even in our despair and desperation, see his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. A light that does not guide, misguides. The one born that day is the light of the world. So are the people who follow him throughout the world. He said to them, "You are the light of the world. Who lights a lamp and then puts it under a bushel?" No doubt he was thinking of his own boyhood when a single lamp in the house was generally extinguished at night by putting a meal tub over it. When the oxygen was exhausted, the flame went out. Without the spiritual oxygen of Christ, the flame goes out. Therefore, Christ himself said, "Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." The good works of Christian people are intended to attract attention, not to themselves, but to Christ, that his glory may be seen. They give glory to God, the Father of the world's most gracious and indescribable gift, the gift of his own Son, and also of the gift of faith in that Son, bringing not only eternal salvation, but earth's truest and brightest song. In the words of old England, let me wish you today, "God rest you merry, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in our common Savior Jesus Christ, uncommonly sent by his Father in heaven to fill our lives with his glory, full of grace and truth." Amen.
Alla poeta del cielo vendas apartos. At the gate of heaven we see Jesus our Savior. A los angelitos que anda descalzos, born on Christmas morning in Bethlehem's manger. Sleep, O my baby, Bilo, my baby, duerme te niño, aru, aru.
Once again, that was our special guest, John Ilvesacker, singing a Spanish-American Christmas song titled At the Gate of Heaven. If you'd like to receive an attractive Christ crown pin as a memento of this broadcast, please write to this address, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. At your request, we'll also be glad to send a complimentary reprint of today's message by Dr. Oswald Hoffman titled Wings of Song. It's available in regular print, in sight-saving print, and also in Braille. For information on how you may obtain a cassette recording of this program, please write to the same address. A Christmas Festival of American Folk Songs was brought to you as a special production of the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Laymen's League.